these 3 days.
Okay. I hear you.
And that's that's going to be the problem as far as price. Cause with Angie's, what I did is I paid $780 for $1,000 worth of lead credits. And it's not really going great because I already got two leads. Don't get me wrong, but one of them won't answer their phone and right. I'm having the issue of, well, I better not get charged for this crap or
right.
That's bull crap. You know, like she won't answer the phone.
So, Jordan, I actually have Paul with us here already, okay? I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, hi there. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I am the area manager. Eric wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service. I did happen to catch that last little bit that you mentioned there with Angie's, the $750 that you paid up front for $1,000 worth of leads, and you know, someone's not even answering the phones. And, I mean, I just know from experience talking to business owners, they will count that as a viable lead. And it comes out of that $1,000 piggy bank that you paid $750 for. So I'm pretty sure that's probably going to make things a little tight for you as far as like jumping on board with something else. But I do want to get you the details of the services that we provide because it's quite different than Angie in just about every aspect. How's your Friday going, by the way?
So far, so good, man.
Good, good, good. So what we're talking about here is not a lead-based service, not, you know, getting you a phone number that you have to follow up with, chase down. They might not even answer the phone. The problem with something like Angie, and it's not just Angie, it's pretty much any lead-based service, you know, Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, they all work the same way. You get a phone number, the same phone number goes out to your competitors who might have gotten it hours or even days before you did. You try to call that number, they might not even answer anymore because they scheduled it with somebody else, and that still counts as a lead for you. With this, I mean, instead of working hard just to get somebody on the phone, you know, that's out of the equation here because you get phone calls. You get calls directly to you. We'll make sure that you're on that first page of Google and Bing for the keywords related to the services that you provide. So they don't even need to know the name of your company, but as long as they're in your service area and typing in those keywords related to the services that you want to be found for, we'll make sure your business pops up. Our job ultimately is to get you phone calls, not just put you where people can see you. Eric did not attach a website. Is there not yet a website for the business?
No, we don't have a website, and like I was saying to him, we need to get the Google set up anyways soon.
Yeah,
we have
no,
to
that's,
send in
that's
a video
true.
Or whatever.
You're already a couple of steps ahead of a lot of business owners that I speak with. I mean, most savvy business owners know that it's important to get a Google business profile. I mean, you should be recognized by Google as an active business. People should be able to find you. And the thing about just having a Google listing, and that's one of the very first things that we do. It's the first step to getting you on that first page. By itself, though, it's like a digital business card because it won't put you on the first page, and most consumers don't go past the first page. So with that, someone would have to actually be looking for your business by name for them to find it. And I know you don't want that. You want to be found for people who are in your area and need someone who does what you do. And that's where we come in. You know, like I said, we can help you if that hits a snag. Sometimes business owners get stuck on that video. It gets rejected, and then, you know, it just takes forever, if at all, to get the Google business profile set up. Of course, we're not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you they're Google, they're telling stories. Google only calls businesses with at least 100 locations, but they started a partnership program 10 and a half years ago for small and medium-sized businesses. So we're one of the first companies to become a Google partner. We're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. We've been around since 2004. You'd be in good hands with us. We actually verify more businesses every day than just about everybody. There's only 8 Google Premier partners in the country and 41 worldwide. So you'd be in good hands with us. If you need help getting that Google business profile set up, we can help you, but you definitely will want a little bit of extra push to get that listing onto the first page. So we do what's called off-page optimization. I mean, don't get me wrong, we also build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one, and I've already sent a request to my supervisor to see if we can get a website upgrade included for you at no cost. And then we'll link that website to the Google listing, to a listing on Bing for the roughly 1 out of 10 people that search there. And then we'll also backlink the additional directories that get indexed when someone does a keyword search. That's what's going to put you ahead of your competitors on the first page. So you'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, just kind of basing things off of the notes here in your service area, you would also benefit from a modest social media campaign. We can do Facebook ads as well. It's all included in a flat rate. The best part about it, you're not coming out of pocket per lead. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. As a younger company, you see a reduced rate, and it is exactly $249. So it bills once a month for $249. That's the exact amount. Just about a minute ago or so, I got a response back from my supervisor. We would upgrade what would have otherwise been a landing page to a fully custom website and include it at no cost. I know a custom website means more phone calls, and of course it means a higher quality call. Someone calling you after seeing your website is someone who saw something they liked, so it's a very high conversion rate. You won't be the only company that pops up when someone's looking for AC installation, for example. But when they do call you, they saw your website and they want to hire you, at least talk to you if you're available and what your pricing might be. So it's going to be a good use of your time, I think a lot better than chasing down phone numbers when they don't answer the phone. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at that flat rate of $249, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
Not yet. I'll be honest with you, man, because we just started out, and I know I totally understand you gotta advertise, you got to have connections like that to really grow the business 100%.
Okay.
But I'm kind of getting beaten around right now with Angie's, and I'm not, and they put a bad taste in my mouth. And I know y'all, like you said, you're not Angie's at all.
Right.
But they kind of did that to where I'm pissed off. And so for the months of while I still have credit with them, I'm definitely not adding $250 to my month.
I hear you.
It's too much. And so eventually, yeah, I think y'all would have been a better choice if I would have found y'all first, because y'all are more well-known, it looks like. Not necessarily well-known, but more structured where it makes more sense, I would say. But as far as the Angie situation, yeah, I'm not adding any more money to that while I'm still jacking with their freaking crap.
You hit it on the head. You really condensed it down when you said, you know, first of all, $750 already out the door this month, and it's not working for you. So not only are the funds not available, the interest level is not there right now either, because, you know, they are leaving a bad taste in your mouth. But, I mean, obviously we can't wear a black eye for Angie. We've got absolutely nothing at all to do with them or with their business model. In fact, my heart goes out to businesses that try lead-based services, particularly that one. Thumbtack's marginally better because a smaller number of your competitors get the same lead, so there's a higher percentage of closing deals. But let me at least do this for you. I want to get an email out to you, a little bit more information about our company, the package that you would be getting. It's actually our platinum package. So, you know, in light of the fact that you have had that money come out and things aren't really, you know, hitting home runs for you out the gate there, you know, I'm reducing the cost of that package by almost 60%. It does come with the landing page, but I got approval for a website. So I want to send that email out to you, give you the opportunity to take a look at that. Obviously, you know, hopefully Angie's is going to do right by you, and maybe they're going to get you a job and you'll have a little bit more income to reinvest in your company. But at least that way you'll have my contact information. You can, of course, just respond to the email, and I'd be happy to reach back out to you. But what is a good email address then, either for you or for your business?
Bealair Solutions, BEALL, uh-huh. airsolutions@gmail.com.
So basically the name of the business.com. I will get that email out to you. And then Eric has your first name is Jordan, J-O-R-D-O-N. Is that accurate?
J-O-R-D-A-N?
Yes, yeah. I will get that email right out to you. And then, like I said, feel free to reach back out to me. I'm putting it on my calendar to check back in with you maybe before the end of this month just to see how things are going for you. Okay?
Sounds good to me, man.
I appreciate you. You have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks a lot. Bye now.